Book 20, Chapter 11, Concerning Florus the Procurator, who necessitated the Jews to take up arms against the Romans. The Conclusion. Now Gessius Florus, who was sent as successor to Albinus by Nero, filled Judea with abundance of miseries. He was, by birth, of the city of Clazomenae, and brought along with him his wife, Cleopatra, by his friendship with Poppaea, Nero's wife. He obtained this government, who was no way different from him in wickedness. This Florus was so wicked, and so violent in the use of his authority, that the Jews took Albinus to have been comparatively their benefactor, so excessive were the mischiefs that he brought upon them. For Albinus concealed his wickedness, and was careful that it might not be discovered to all men. But Gessius Florus, as though he had been sent on purpose to show his crimes to everybody, made a pompous ostentation of them to our nation, as never omitting any sort of violence, nor any unjust sort of punishment, for he was not to be moved by pity, and never was satisfied with any degree of gain that came in his way, nor had he any more regard to great than to small acquisitions, but became a partner with the robbers themselves. For a great many fell then into that practice without fear, as having him for their security, and depending on him that he should save them harmless in their particular robberies, so that there were no bounds set to the nation's miseries. But the unhappy Jews, when they were not able to bear the devastations which the robbers made among them, were all under a necessity of leaving their own habitations, and of flying away, as hoping to dwell more easily anywhere else in the world among foreigners than in their own country. And what need I say any more upon this head, since it was this Florus who necessitated us to take up arms against the Romans, while we thought it better to be destroyed at once than by little and little? Now this war began in the second year of the government of Florus, and the 12th year of the reign of Nero. But then what actions we were forced to do, and what miseries we were enabled to suffer, may be accurately known by such as will peruse those books which I have written about the Jewish war. I shall now, therefore, make an end here of my antiquities, after the conclusion of which events I began to write that account of the war, and these antiquities contain what hath been delivered down to us from the original creation of man until the 12th year of the reign of Nero, as to what hath befallen the Jews, as well in Egypt as in Syria and in Palestine, and what we have suffered from the Assyrians and Babylonians, and what afflictions the Persians and Macedonians, and after them the Romans, have brought upon us. For I think I may say that I have composed this history with sufficient accuracy in all things. I have attempted to enumerate those high priests that we have had during the interval of 2,000 years. I have also carried down the succession of our kings, and related their actions and political administration, without considerable errors, as also the power of our monarchs, and all according to what is written in our sacred books. For this it was that I promised to do in the beginning of this history. And I am so bold as to say, now I have so completely perfected the work I proposed to myself to do, that no other person, whether he were a Jew or a foreigner, had he ever so great an inclination to it, could so accurately deliver these accounts to the Greeks as is done in these books. For those of my own nation freely acknowledge that I far exceed them in the learning belonging to Jews. I have also taken a great deal of pains to obtain the learning of the Greeks and understand the elements of the Greek language, although I have so long accustomed myself to speak our own tongue that I cannot pronounce Greek with sufficient exactness. For our nation does not encourage those that learn the languages of many nations, and so adorn their discourses with the smoothness of their periods, because they look upon this sort of accomplishment as common, not only to all sorts of freemen, but to as many of the servants as please to learn them. But they give him the testimony of being a wise man, who is fully acquainted with our laws, and is able to interpret their meaning, on which account, as there have been many who have done their endeavors with great patience to obtain this learning, there have yet hardly been so many as two or three that have succeeded therein, who were immediately well rewarded for their pains. And now it will not be perhaps an invidious thing if I treat briefly of my own family and of the actions of my own life while there are still living such as can either prove what I say to be false or can attest that it is true, with which accounts I shall put an end to these antiquities, which are contained in 20 books and 60,000 verses. And if God permit me, I will briefly run over this war, and to add what befell them further to that very day, the 13th of Domitian, or A.D. 03, is not, that I have observed, taken distinct notice of by any one, nor do we ever again, with what befell us therein to this very day, which is the 13th year of the reign of Caesar Domitian, and the 56th year of my own life. I have also an intention to write 3 books concerning our Jewish opinions about God and his essence, and about our laws, why, according to them, some things are permitted us to do, and others are prohibited.